And today, joining me live over the phone is Josh Durrell. Josh is the CEO of the Wyoming Business Council, and we like to have him on every once in a while to chat about the Business Council. Josh, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. We're doing well. Thank you.
Hey, I appreciate your time as always. And just a chance to catch up with the Business Council and specifically the Business Ready Community Grant and Loan Program. I know there's been some monies that have gone to our side of the state for some projects and public infrastructure and whatnot. So maybe start by telling us, what is the Business Ready Community Grant and Loan Program?
You bet. Well, to start off with, the Business Ready Community Program was really intended, it's been in existence for darn near 20 years, and it was intended to help communities build the necessary infrastructure or amenities that would help businesses within that community grow or new businesses to locate there. One of the things we found back almost 20 years ago was that our communities weren't really ready for growth. And so that program is again putting money into communities and for infrastructure or amenities that the community owns. I think a lot of times people get confused and think it's about giving money to businesses, but what it's really doing is it's preparing our communities for businesses to grow or to relocate there.
Gotcha. And we've seen, as I mentioned, a couple of those types of projects here in Lincoln County, and just to help businesses grow and develop with those infrastructure. What's the future of this program, Josh?
Well, what we're really looking at, Duke, is that this program needs to continue to change. As we analyze the data from those 20 years, what we found is that much of the investments that we made, they made some good things in the communities and there are useful amenities in those communities, but it didn't really change the economy. And really that's our goal, is to create a place where there are a lot of opportunities for young people and Wyomingites, whether they're older or younger, either one. And what we were finding is that the communities didn't really change because of those investments. And so we said, how can we utilize this tool to continue to change? And so what we're doing is we're making some significant changes to the way the program works. It's going through the rules process right now, so that's open for public comment. And a couple of big changes in the rules are, one, we're requiring a greater match from the communities. The reason for that is that there is twofold, really. One, we really want communities to want what the project is. Sometimes when you don't have to put any money in, you think, oh gosh, it'd be nice if we had a community center or another project. But when you have to put 25% in, that means the community is really behind it, and it's a project that's going to make a difference. The other thing that it does is it starts to illuminate one of the big challenges that our communities have, which is they don't have a way to generate local revenue so that they can grow. In fact, most of our communities, when they grow, they're sort of punished because now they've got more things to deal with, but they don't have the revenues to do it. And so as a result, our communities don't grow. And so we wanted to really highlight that and show that there's a big challenge there that that the Business Council, the legislature, the other executive branches are going to have to get together to solve. That one's a persistent and a really big problem for our future. And then the other thing that we're working on is we're really having communities look at, not is it a business committed or is it a water line or a sewer line, but what we're really trying to say is, what is the binding constraint to growth in your community? What is the thing that's slowing growth the most? And it's different for each community. So, you know, maybe a long time ago, we put a business park in darn near every town because business parks were in vogue and one community got them, so heck, the one down the road needs to get it too. But what we're finding is that each community has its own set of unique challenges, and we should be applying the Business Ready Communities funds to those particular challenges, not giving everyone a business park or a rail spur. So we're really focusing in on what is the binding constraint to growth and how do we help you overcome that? Not necessarily, hey, you know, Rollins, my hometown, got one, so gosh darn it, Laramie, where I currently live now, should get one too.
Speaking with Josh Durrell this morning, CEO of the Wyoming Business Council. So a couple questions off of that explanation, Josh. First off, you mentioned more investment from the community where these projects are going. What were you previously asking? I know you mentioned that 25% figure just now. Is that kind of the new ask? Is that kind of the standard, or what is the new ask?
That's the new ask, is a 25% match. And so it depended upon the community size, and it depended upon the type of project that was the match, but it was never hard and fast at 25%. And so what we are trying to do is really get that local buy-in and have that skin in the game.
When it sounds like you're trying to be much more micro-focused on each community, so how are the communities getting involved? How does that actually happen, kind of the boots-on-the-ground approach with this? Are you asking, did the town council step up? Are there community board members that do this? How does that work?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. And I think that's also a real kind of a misnomer, is that folks think, oh, well, the state comes in and says we should do this. We've always worked closely with the local governments or the local economic development organizations, because they're the folks who really know the challenges, they know their community, and they're really the ones that get the work done. And so we've been the funding partner, and maybe we've helped with analysis, but it really is that local city, county, or economic development organization that we're working closely with, because they are the boots on the ground. Now, we have regional directors throughout the state to help with that, but ultimately, we want to build that local capacity so that communities can thrive on their own and they have the tools to do that.
Josh, what can the average resident of Wyoming, specifically our listening audience here in Lincoln County, what can the average resident do to get involved? How can they see what projects are being worked on or considered and express their input?
Well, for sure, go to wyomingbusiness.org. That's where you'll find information about the rule changes as well as projects that have been done. I think the biggest thing that community members can do is just really start to understand what's going on within the politics at the local level, at the state level, to try to understand how we're going to continue to grow. I think that economic development seems sort of like a big, scary thing, but really, when it comes to a local level, it's not, or even a state level, it's not a scary thing. It's something that everyone can get involved with. So understanding, politicians' stances on economic development, understanding how economic development gets done in your community, and then just how you can plug in. And again, we're taking public comment through the 27th of this month on the rule changes. So you can go to wyomingbusiness.org and take a look at the rule changes, as well as provide public comment.
Josh Durrell, CEO of the Wyoming Business Council, on the Weekday Wake Up, discussing the Business Ready to Community Grant Program. Josh, anything we missed that you'd like to mention today?
No, I think as many people as can get involved, and local governments can go ahead and weigh in. We want to hear as much as we can. I think the public process is really important, and we want more people to be involved so we can know what people feel and make sure we make a program that makes a difference.
Josh Durrell, CEO of the Wyoming Business Council. Josh, thank you so much for your time. We'll chat again.
Thank you, Duke.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning on SVI Radio.